BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On this show, Sarah Jane Crawford off One Extra gets a sulking on Innuendo Bingo. Also, we need to clear up the confusion at our favourite local cafe. Chris went in there yesterday and the man asked him for some pants. Today, we do the pants drop. Also, my mum wants a hot tub, we discuss, and Charlie Slough plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Today, I think we really need to sort this cafe thing out once and for all.
I just don't know anymore.
Okay, so let's rewind to what happened yesterday.
Okay, so for a while now, I discovered this new cafe that I really like because they do really nice lasagna, right? Lasagna's my favourite food. I've been going there a while, then all of a sudden, the bloke who runs this cafe suddenly said to me, how's Matt doing? Yeah. And he just kept asking me this every time I went there.
And we go there quite a lot, and he's like, is Matt all right? And you're in too deep now. You don't know who Matt is.
Yeah, so I've just been going, Matt's fine, Matt's good. It's all, you know, whenever he asks, and I've been blagging it. Now, what started to happen is he started to knock a bit of money off the price every time, because obviously Matt is very important to him.
I mean, you always offer to pay the full price.
Yeah, always.
But he's like, no, it's fine. Because you know Matt, only yeah. You don't.
No, well, I don't. And then yesterday, things escalated when he took me to one side when I was going to pay and just said, how's Matt? And I was like, Matt's fine. And then he said, can you get hold of some underwear for me? Right? And, yeah. and sort of pointed at his pants and said, can you get me, you know, half a dozen of these? So that's the situation where it's been left, is he wants pants.
He does.
I assume he thinks that I work for a fashion company.
Or something, yeah. And maybe Matt works there as well, who you don't know, but
or
you keep saying
test.
It's fine.
It could be a test.
Could be a test. But today I want us to take some brightly coloured pants into him and see what happens.
I'm not sure
and
about
see
this.
If we still get the lasagna. That is happening later on. So lunch is a bit delayed today, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that's the Veronicas and Untouched. Murray in Perth and loads of other people are saying, is the guy in the cafe talking about Matt Edmondson? It doesn't really matter what Matt is talking about now. He just thinks that Chris knows him.
And if it is Matt Edmondson, why the pants thing? Why is he getting pants from Matt? Do you see yeah. what I mean? It's like, it almost, whoever Matt is now irrelevant.
Doesn't matter anymore.
He just wants pants.
He just wants the pants. In return for some of that discount you've been getting. And Matt, you haven't even asked for it.
No, I know.
It's a really bad situation. We're going to sort it out after two, though. You up for this?
No.
Getting some pants.
The thing is, but the lasagna is that good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're prepared to go for it. Do you know what? The Veronicas Untouched. I keep getting confused between what's real and not real on Real or No Real.
Yeah.
And I've been passing this one off as real in the pub.
The theme tune to ITV's The Alan Titchmarsh Show was composed by Jessica from The Veronicas.
No, that's a no real, I've just found out.
Oh.
I've been telling everyone that she did the Alan Titchmarsh theme.
That's a rookie error, isn't it?
And do you do that, though?
All
I
the time.
Always forget, like, which ones are real or no real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. So we're going to get these pants and we're going to go into the shop and try and solve the mystery later. You've got something similar for me, though.
Yep, a Chinese guy, a local Chinese, seems to think I own a motorbike shop for some reason.
He thinks you own a motorbike shop?
Yeah, every time I go in, like, hi, Chris, how's things going? Business any good and all stuff like that, really.
All right. So what made him think that you own a motorbike shop?
I've not got a clue. He just seems to assume that I own one.
But you now you've gone too far with it, and now do you have to talk about motorbikes every time you go in?
All the time. You started with buying a scooter.
That's well awkward. So you've got to have all this like scooter banter.
He wants you to find him a scooter.
No, because he thinks I own a motorbike shop. Because is there any way we could sort of deal out to organise getting me a cheap scooter to the delivery?
So have you said you're going to look into it?
I've had to because I didn't know how to put my face.
Oh, no. That's gonna end horribly. I can see it.
You've got your own pants situation here, though. He wants a scooter. That's even more expensive than pants.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know. I'm gonna...
How long's he thought this for, that you're a motorbike shop owner, the guy in the Chinese?
2 years, at least.
You've been going along with this for 2 years?
Yeah.
See, it could be worse, Chris.
I know. It must be good Chinese.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello to our listeners who have just joined us on One Extra. This is Scott Mills from Radio 1. We're going out on both. Radio 1 and One Extra together for Innuendo Bingo Tuesday edition. If you want to get online, you can watch us. It's always better when you watch at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And let us know if you're watching today for the first time. Hi, Sarah Jane Crawford.
Oh, hello, Scott Mills.
Now that is an outfit.
Well, to be quite honest with you, I thought that my hottie of the week made it steamy in the studio, Lady Leisha. But in fact, this is even more kinky. I have plastic. It's always good to wear plastic, isn't it, to work? I've got four shower caps on.
Now, where did you get that top one from?
Amazing, isn't it?
That's an interesting look.
This is the glamorous shower cap. I've got, like, you know the cheapy ones you get for 99p?
Yeah.
I've got three of those, right? And then I've got the glamorous one over the top to seal it because I cannot get my hair wet.
Why, where are you going?
I'm going out tonight.
Are you going?
And I can't have the frizz.
So is it just the hair or is it the... I mean, you've got nothing covering your face.
Yeah.
You're not worried about that? Oh, that'd be fine. You can fix that, though. Yeah. Bit of makeup.
I've got no makeup on today to kind of, you know...
Have you not?
Sure. No makeup.
Wow, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is a glam shower cap. See, that that was good then with the girl.
Yeah, you did well there.
That was good, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Did you I'm not very good.
Is that you paying compliments?
Yeah, no, but I'm not very good generally with it, so I hope that you enjoyed that.
Normally, I really did. That really moved me, Scott.
Thank you.
You see, normally he'd word it something like, where is your makeup, that kind of thing.
I just get it wrong. It looks like that plastic sheet has been fitted, like probably styled for you, tailored.
Well, producer Roz actually made this for me, so it's got like cut out bits for the arms and for my head. It's quite simple design, really. For Fashion Week, it's perfect.
Darling, it's bang on trend.
It's plastic's in.
It's an adult bib. There you go.
It's an adult bib.
Gel, bib in. Right.
If people on One Extra don't listen to this, they don't know what's going on. Basically, two people are about to spit water over each other when they hear some innuendo off the radio or TV. It's very popular on Radio 1. Go to the Radio 1 website now, on your computer or phone. We've got Dawn watching for the first time. We've got Sarah in Brighton watching as well. And another Sarah on the farm.
Are people going to watch? Oh, no, how embarrassing. I look like such an idiot, though.
Of course people are watching.
She's going to watch.
Yeah, they're on now.
Oh, no.
Watch Sarah Jane from One Extra take on Chris on Innuendo Bingo. Let's play. Loads of water in your mouth, please.
Ready, Sarah?
Right, I'm doing this.
For your cheeks.
Come on. Okay. First over to Eamon Holmes on Sky News. And Eamon's guest really knows what women like.
Sam, tell me the truth about pearls.
Oh, yeah, well, there's this exhibition at the V&A all about pearls. Of course, every lady loves a pearl necklace.
I knew that was coming. Just knew.
It's true, though, I think.
Every lady loves a pearl necklace.
Thank you to Ian for that one. First time, says Claire in Essex. This will really cheer up your day if you watch this on the website, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Nicola in Hereford says, OMG, bang on trend, Sarah Jane, can I have your shower cap? Oh, no, she already has it. She says, I have your shower cap. And Tim in Winsford, watching for the first time today, takes up a level. Back to last week's Celebrity MasterChef now, and Janet Street Porter's surprising speciality in the kitchen.
Janet, the rabbit's all right for you, because you already cooked some rabbit for us at a medieval banquet.
Yeah, when I did that, I had to bone 16 rabbits in a very, very short space of time.
Oh, think about it. Janet Street Porter there.
Oh, don't you just love her?
Love her.
Don't just love her.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
How are you for water, though? Do you want another one?
I'm all right. I had, like, a little pool of water, like I'd wet myself, but it's fine.
Okay. Let's get into it now, guys. Come on, loads of water. Over to Saturday's Through the Keyhole now. And Keith gets a right eyeful when snooping around this celebrity's house.
So, immediately as I come through the window, I can see that this person has got wood.
I think he knew what he was doing, but it's still good.
Yeah. Goodness.
Okay.
Oh, Keith.
More water, please. Hello, Nina, watching Bingo in her media lesson in college. Stephen Exeter's enjoying Sarah Jane on the cameras today. Is that one? What's funny, Chris? Why are you weeing out your mouth? It was like it was raining on Sarah Jane.
Oh. Tip Liverpool.
That's a nice thing to say. And Giacomo in London, but from Portsmouth, is watching for the first time. Hello. Hello, Giacomo. One of our favourite clips from last week now. Over to Radio 4, where something most unusual seems to have happened. What? Something most unusual has happened. Barry Cryer. Come on. Something unusual has happened to Barry Cryer.
Out on the street, you know.
From that pained look on your face.
I know.
That was amazing. That was as though Sir Clifford entered you.
God. Oh, dear.
Radio 4, that was.
That was as though Sir Clifford entered you.
OK, back to this weekend's Through the Keyhole now. Ready? Right, we've got the giggles now. It needs to stop. Come on, Chris. Come on, drink the water.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Sarah Jane. Sorry, what extra?
This is love of Sir Cliff.
Back to this weekend's.
You've sprayed it on yourself.
No.
How's that even possible?
You made a right mess of yourself. Back to this weekend's Through the Keyhole now. And Dave Berry here, being quite forward with the other panellists.
It's amazing to be sat next to, well, two such beautiful women, but particularly, if I may, Holly, the legend that is Cilla Black. Amazing to be on the panel.
Yes. Dave, they've got years of experience, these two. You're hoping to learn something from them.
Yes, I'm hoping to suck up their vibes and become a better man for them.
Oh, you can suck me up.
Cilla Black there.
God bless
Cilla. Dame Cilla Black.
Oh, you can suck me up.
OK, next on Innuendo Bingo. All right. We revisit last week's shocking events on BBC One's Break the Safe with Nick Knowles.
I do naturally know it's been in yellow, and I've been told by my
You are the live up to the neutral.
I know.
That's very frightening.
I don't know why brown shot out of my mouth.
Are you all right, sir?
Paul in Hampton's watching. Noel off of Maidstone's watching and loves the cap. The shower cap. Okay. More water, please. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Brown shot out of my mouth.
Now make sure you listen carefully now.
Brown shot out of my mouth.
As we cross to... As we cross to ITV's This Morning. Listen very carefully. Ruth, off of Eamon And, is getting very close to one of their resident chefs here. Listen.
Right, and then we can pop in.
Oh, so we squirt that in the hole.
We squirt it in, look. Be very careful, it does pop out.
Oh, sorry.
What what's going on?
Try it again.
My goodness.
Try it again. See if you can get all the way through.
Was that not to end?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Can I have some more water, please?
Mm-hmm. I just want to hear it again. No one's got each other in the face yet, interesting.
Yeah. Right, and then we can pop in.
Oh, so we squirt that in the hole.
We squirt it in, look. Be very careful, it does pop out.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, pardon.
That noise is funny.
What was that? What was Ruth doing there?
Oh, pardon.
Kieran and Ipswich sent that one in. Maybe we'll never know. That's a good one. Another recent favourite here from Linda Bellingham's Country House Sunday now. And Linda here revealing more than she intended about her private life.
Could I use this on my floors at home?
If you've got wooden floors,
well,
yes.
I have actually got some wooden floors. Oh, and in fact, last Sunday I was on all fours with my husband.
Oh, were you?
Oh, dear.
Oh, OK. Just a few more. OK. Over to BBC Nottingham next. and exciting plans at that station, as Sarah Julian explains here.
If you find parking a nightmare in the city, if you live in the city and you've got to get involved with this visitor parking scheme, we're looking for your thoughts on it, having a debate this evening, a mass debate.
It's good to have a mass debate.
It is.
This evening, a mass debate.
Chris in Hackney sent that one in. Thank you. OK, now a classic from Daybreak, where Richard Arnold's talking about the weather. And you know what? People sometimes feel the cold in the strangest of places.
The weather, shocking. Can you believe it? I went out yesterday in a short and had to go to a shop to buy a trouser. Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Poor Sue, she was freezing.
Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
And finally... Oh, my word. Finally, some distressing news from Jameela Jamil. Ready?
Right.
Jameela popped in to see Hugh Stevens. It's terrifying.
What I mean is that I've never had someone lose on the show, ever. And I had absolutely no decorum of like how to deal with it. Because I had no experience with someone losing. It felt really emotional.
Oh, that's
really
sad.
Hurt me. I was bummed all day. Bummed out.
And that was Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Wow. High five. Good one.
Really sad. Hurt me. I was bummed all day.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sarah Jane Crawford. You're not too wet to go out tonight, are you?
I think I came well prepared this time.
You really did. So. Thank you for listeners on One Extra. Thank you if you listen and watched. It returns on Thursday at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. It's 2:20. Nearly lunchtime, I'm starving.
I've never... sort of. I look forward to lunch every day, obviously, and I'm hungry, so I'm looking forward to it, but equally dreading it today.
So, we got the situation, and yesterday there was an escalation in this, which I felt meant it was time to bring it to the radio, and that was that he asked Chris to get him some underwear.
Yeah.
Pointed at his own pants and then went, oh, when you get a chance, could you get me a few pairs of these, please?
Yeah.
Quite loud kind of pants, quite garish pants.
It was when I went to pay, he just sort of leaned in, said, can you get me something? I was like, sorry? And then he pointed at his pants and I was like, obviously I had to go along with it because I assumed he thinks I work in a shop or some kind of department store or something. So I was just like,
I'll sort it.
And he was like, how much? And I was like, well, look, I'll sort it.
So we've got the pants. If you go on the Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter now, just put Radio 1 into Facebook or at BBCR1 on Twitter. You will see the pants that Chris is going to deliver, because that's what he wants, at about... We're going to do the good thing. It's at 2:40 this afternoon. There we are. That's when we're going to get our lunch. 2:40. You'll hear what happens when you go in.
This is a recipe for...
they're really special pants. He did want the bright ones.
He wanted bright ones. I'm not sure he wanted these, though. Yeah.
Okay. So that's happening at 2:40. We'll send Chris off to the cafe. Okay, we need to do this cafe thing now. So you go and get the lunch as normal from this place you normally go. The trouble is with this place, it's our favourite, but Chris has a problem now where the guy in there thinks he's someone that he isn't, or he thinks he knows someone called Matt. He always goes, how's Matt? Is Matt all right? Chris doesn't know Matt, but has just been going, yeah, all right. He's fine. And going along with it.
I just went along with it. I didn't want to be rude.
And then yesterday, something weird happened where the guy leans in after he's made his food order and goes, yeah, can you get me a few of these, this colour pants? And showed him his pants at the top of his jean. So we've got the pants now.
I don't want to stop going to this place. So I've gone and I've got the pants. Now, obviously, he asked for a few and I didn't want to spend loads on this. So I've gone to the cheapest store that I could think of, and most people would think of, and bought 6 pairs of pants.
Yeah. Is it the one that rhymes with Crybark?
Kinda, yeah.
What made you go for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pants?
Well, at the time when he lent in, and he was like, get, you know, a few more like that, and he sort of picked up his, like, the top bit of his pant. They were really leery.
What, leery in colour, or did they have, like, designs on?
No, just, well, for all I could see is that they were bright coloured, and the brightest ones I could find there were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
And there's some ones that say Kapow on
pants,
them.
Which I've got to say, actually, the Teenage Mutant Ninja pants, I nearly got another pair.
Absolutely just not.
Really?
You cannot wear those.
I thought they were cool.
Your girlfriend would not thank you for that.
Okay, so...
Also, the ones that say Juicy are quite nice. fruity there on as well. And some ones that say bite me.
Our producer from the show here has packaged them up lovely in a brown paper envelope, paper sort of cover thing. It looks dodgy.
It looks well dodgy. So what you need to do is get our lunch, do the drop, okay? Because that's what he wants. He wants the pants.
And how are we doing this then? You're going to listen in.
I'll listen in and I will kind of supervise and tell you what to say. All right? So if you go off now.
Right.
And we will do it after London Grammar. How are you
and
feeling?
And we're sure this is not going to end up with me being punched.
He won't punch you. You're giving him in pants. That's what he wants.
But if he looks in the envelope,
just don't think about it too much.
He's going to see the turtles.
Be off with you. See you in a minute.
Right.
Right, I'm outside the cafe.
How you feeling?
Nervous with this one, actually, Scott. I've got a brown paper bag full of pants. And I really don't know how I'm going to go about this, but I think what I'm going to go in, order us all food.
And then do the pant drop.
And do it, but I haven't gone past yet, so I can't see if lasagna's on today, but I'm just going to go for some kind of pasta thing.
Right, basically, remember, you love the lasagna there, so that is your primary aim, to get the lasagna and then to drop the pants.
Yeah, I know. And what I'll probably do is I've decided I'm going to do the exchange when I go to pay. Is
yes.
that all right?
Yeah, no, that's good.
But, okay, I guess we can give this a go.
Okay, I'm feeling nervous for you now.
Yeah, same. All right.
Okay, is it quite busy in there?
I'm going in. Yeah, there's a small queue, which is the whole reason. I don't want to stop going to this place, you know, so this is just a necessary evil, isn't it?
And is your man there, the man that normally serves you, who asks how Matt is?
I'm just peering through the window. I can see him. He's definitely on.
Excellent. So you're holding a brown paper bag full of six pairs of underwear.
Yes, yeah.
I've seen them. They look lush.
Yeah, the most leery underwear I could find in the store that I went to.
Okay, right. Go in and remember, food first, then pant drop.
There's no one else in here with brown. Just
on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook at the moment, while we're waiting, if you want to see the pants that Chris is about to deliver to the guy in the takeaway shop, then have a look. They're amazing.
Hello. Can I get one chicken and rice, please, and two lasagnas? Thank you. Cheers.
Did he serve you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just waiting
here. Okay, get the food, then the pants, and then get out.
One chicken and rice, please, and two lasagnas. Thank you.
So my friend Chris is waiting for his food in the queue in our favourite takeaway next to Radio 1. He has in his hand a brown paper bag full of really loud pants in a medium size.
Right, we're on.
Okay.
Hello, are you good?
Ready?
Right.
Hand them over.
It's all good, honestly. I'll pay. Always. It's all good.
Is he giving you a discount again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, take the money. You sure?
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. See you later, mate. See you later.
Can you say, I hope they're in your size as you leave?
No, I've got to go.
Get out!
He's taking the pants. No!
Can you go back?
We need to go.
Can you go back and look and see if he likes them?
this is ridiculous. The second he opens that brown envelope. Oh my God, we can't go back there again. That's game over.
They're hideous.
Right, I'm coming back.
Come back. Good work.
Bye. Bye.
You deserve it.
This is not cool.
A drink or something. Let me buy you a drink later.
I don't think that's solved anything, to be honest. Has it? It hasn't at all.
You can't go back there ever.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's got pants now.
He'll be opening it now. And the thing is, I bet the ones he had were proper fashionable ones. He's going to be opening them up and he'll be turtles.
Kapow. There's one that says, bite me on the...
I don't know.
We can't go back there again.
Is that it now? Is that game over? I mean, should we enjoy... I mean, the only good point, I suppose, we got the lasagna. It's...
Yeah, the final lasagna. Like the Last Supper. That's it now.
That was meant to solve it.
The thing is, I do want to know what he thinks of the bands. Can we ring him or something?
I think we should leave him alone now. Let's leave him alone.
Oh, I enjoyed that very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, I need to chat to my mum tonight. And it's one of those conversations. You know when you have to plan the phone conversation? It's not just a quick, hi, mum, how are you? It's going to be one of those, right, I'm going to sit down, get a cup of tea, and then ring her.
Okay.
Right, so my mum's just had her kitchen done. Apparently it looks really nice. I've not seen it yet. That isn't mum, by the way. She's just had her kitchen done.
Right, and is this, what's shocking about that?
Nothing. But she's now thinking of new things for the house. Because she's got the kitchen, she's like, oh, that looks nice, so I'll get some other stuff. Now, this reared its head a couple of years ago, but it went away, and now it's back. She wants to get a hot tub.
Oh, yes.
Not again. Yeah. We've been through this before, and I said no.
I'm a big fan of your mum.
I know you are.
We really get on.
Yeah, I know. She really likes you,
this
Sandra.
Is a great idea.
But I don't like the idea of it in any way. And she's talking about having it outside, and I don't know why I don't like the idea. I just don't. So I'm actually stopping her from doing this.
You can't tonight. Ban your mum. No, Scott.
I'm banning her from having a hot tub.
You can't ban your mum from having a hot tub.
Well, I can, and I'm going to tonight.
You said it's an outside one.
I think so, yes.
Could you not just settle on one of those baths with the...
jacuzzi bath?
Yeah. I always see them, right? And it's... Are they actual, like, jacuzzi?
I don't know. Well, the ones with the jets.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie, right? So I booked a hotel room, and it said... Because I was like, oh, brilliant, it's got a jacuzzi in the room. This sounds amazing. Like, I've never really done that.
It was a bath with a stream.
It was a bath. It was exactly the same as a bath, just with a sort of tap end at the bottom of it.
Which you sat at.
Underneath. No, but you know what? Like, it's sort of on the floor of
it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like,
that's not what you had in mind.
I was wondering what, because the room wasn't very expensive, but had a jacuzzi in.
Not a hot tub.
It wasn't, no.
This is going to be one of them proper ones. The ones that they have on... On Geordie Shore.
I see. Is that why you don't like it?
Because yeah, absolutely.
It suggests that she's going to have friends around.
Yes, she's going to invite her friends around. They're all going to get in the hot tub.
I know.
There'll be a glass of Carver on the go. I don't like it.
Mm.
So just putting it out there, I don't want it to happen. And I bet loads of people have said this to their parents who'll be listening now, and they have to. You just have to say no. Mum, it's a bad idea, and it's not going
to
happen.
How are you saying it's a bad idea to her?
Look, now people are offering me them at cheap prices. I don't want that. I'm trying to deter this.
Oh,
why am
weird.
I saying no? Just say, I'm just going to say, look, Mum, you're in your early 60s. I don't want to think about you in a hot tub. So is that rude?
Would you share a hot tub with her?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you not?
Would you?
With your mum? With your mum?
Yes. You would go in the hot tub with my mum?
100%, yeah.
Right, but this has changed everything, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. I say go for it. In fact, I'm going to text her now.
No, you dare. You haven't got a number. You have got a number.
I've got a number.
Please don't get involved.
I'm going to text her now.
Please don't get involved. It's happening tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So earlier on in the studio, we had our new favourite show on, just for research purposes, Naked and Afraid. It's on Discovery Channel. What a show.
Mm.
We were talking about this yesterday, just a show that one of our listeners discovered for us. It's basically, from what we can work out, a bit like I'm a Celebrity, only more extreme. And it's just a man and a woman in the jungle together. And there's like monkeys and elephants and stuff. But they're both totally naked.
It's two of my favourite things, wildlife shows and nudity.
Exactly. It doesn't get any better than that. Naked people and wildlife.
I think what we need to do, though, is really examine this tomorrow. Properly. Like, I'll get some clips and stuff like that, because it's just incredible.
I think this is going to change the way nature shows are made forever.
Yes.
As of now. We'll talk about this more tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been a while, Charlie Sloth.
Ah, big man ting, dun-no-da-dun-no, cuz.
What's that?
That's a new one, isn't it?
That's a new
singing
one.
Version, cuz.
It's like a jingle.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really good. How was your holiday? Didn't have one.
I didn't really have one. No, I was working.
I was told you were on holiday.
I kind of was, but I kind of wasn't, because I've got a new show starting on Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah, fam.
Radio 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
You are on.
I am on.
You are on Radio 1. Welcome.
I've been here for a little while. I was doing Monday nights.
Yeah, I know, but like, no one listens to that.
Got a nice.
We're back.
You're kind of true as well, but actually, my listening figures were brilliant.
For that time of night,
yeah,
it was like 1,000 or something. It's not bad.
Oh, yeah, it was nearly 1,000,000. I was doing 998,000 Ray Jars.
Talking nonsense.
Ray Jars told me that. I had the biggest show of that time of the week.
That's not going to matter now. Saturday night, it's big time.
Saturday
night, big time.
The big boss is in town.
You know, Everyone's on Saturday night. That's, you know, look at that. Bruce Forsyth, not on this station, obviously, but Bruce Forsyth. Against the big show. You know,
there's other DJs, actually, that are going to be competing with the same type of music on other stations.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, but
you can't get them outside of London.
No, and...
Well, you can, but you wouldn't.
I like to say, why would you want to watch Scunthorpe when you can watch Barcelona?
Yes.
Wow. Big man ting.
This is This is the first time that this phrase won't work, I think, but it is the same as, you know what we say, Scott?
Why would you
have burgers when you've got steak at home? Yeah,
there you go.
Same. But then with you, I suppose it's...
goes against everything that phrase is all about.
Chris, you're turning fat as well, man.
You'll have all of them.
I'm not fattest, mate. I just had that one.
Okay. It's good to see you, Charles.
Good to see you too.
Charles Sloth.
Charles. You can call me Charles from now on, actually.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's time for Real or No Real. Make sure you listen to Charlie's new show Saturday night on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah. Barcelona.
Next.
The longest notes ever held by a vocalist in a pop song lasts 20.2 seconds.
Wow. There was, I can't remember who, was it?
Florence.
I remember we had Florence and she was in the studio and we were testing how long she could hold a note for. And she could go on. And I remember that one that she did in that song was long. Mm. But then there's that old song.
What
which
song?
Lovely Day.
Oh.
Where it's like goes on
lovely
really.
Day.
Yeah,
that goes on for ages,
that
doesn't
goes
it?
On.
Can you hold a note that long?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Give me a note, cuz.
C sharp. Radio 1.
You haven't got enough puff.
I could have went longer, but I thought it didn't sound great.
Do you ever do karaoke, Charlie?
I do hip-hop karaoke.
Oh, I've done that once. Wow.
Yeah.
I did 50 Cent.
Did you? What song did you do?
I did 21 Second. 20, what's
that's,
it called?
That's so sorry,
21 Questions.
No, 21 Questions, thank you.
Yeah.
So, the longest ever note in a pop song, 20.2 seconds long.
That's very
real
long.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. It's too long.
That one is real.
It is real. It was, of course, Summer Moved On by Aha, that track.
How does that go?
Which was number 33 back in June 2000. Like this.
There's just one thing.
Terrible. He blatantly had no more lyrics. I was like, what can I do here?
And it was wasted because there's only number 33. What a salad.
Next. Wow. Songs covered by Birdie include U2's Beautiful Day, David Guetta's Titanium, and Miami to Ibiza by Swedish House Mafia.
That's Birdie, who's in the live lounge with Fern Cotton tomorrow. But does she cover songs that you wouldn't really expect that those ones mentioned there?
Who's Birdie?
you've done this before, and it was with Birdie.
Was it?
Yes.
You I used to know. I haven't. I've never heard of Birdie.
Who's the Birdie?
No.
Who's the Birdie?
No. I never asked that before.
Who's the Birdie, cuz?
Who's the Birdie? Who is she?
Who was the Birdie?
Does she dress
and
up
you
as
were
a
fascinated
bird?
By the by Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah, that's the one. Frightened Rabbit.
Well, you can listen and watch Birdie in the live lounge tomorrow from 12. Where will you be at 12 o'clock? Oh, is it going to be in that place where you have all your meetings?
Don't be fattest.
I'm not.
You are being fattest again,
For
Scott.
All I know, you might be having a salad.
Yeah, actually, I had a salad earlier.
How many?
On top of my burger.
Yeah. Relish, cuz.
Yeah! Ow! Ow!
So, Birdie, tomorrow from 12 in the live lounge. But does she cover songs you wouldn't expect?
What are you saying, Charlie?
I'm going to say no real.
I'll say real.
That one is no real.
There you go. I knew she wouldn't do that.
She will be doing a cover tomorrow, but
I doubt
it'll be any of those. rubbish joke.
That was good, man.
Seriously,
that was well good.
Saturday step night. It up, son, if you've got to be on Radio 1. Cuz.
Ah! Ow!
Kanye West cannot operate baby car seats, and over the last 2 months has been photographed struggling for up to 20 minutes at a time to attach baby Northwest's seat to his car.
I don't think I've ever fitted one of these car seats, but I hear it's a challenge.
My brother is really good at it, but it is difficult.
Apart from Prince William, who I remember could literally just slot it in.
Yes, but he did say that he had been practicing it. Because, I mean, he made that look seamless, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, it was literally just come out, paparazzi taking the pictures, slot, close the car door, off,
you
drive
know, you
off.
See, there's different types of baby seats, because you get the ones, if you've got a new car, you've got the ones that just slot in, because there's a little anchors in the car.
Is it?
And you can just push it in. But then you've got the old dusty cars and the old dusty baby seats where you've got to put the seatbelt through the back, and that's a bit of a chore. But if you've got the new thing, the new whip, the new baby seats, fresh, pop it in, boom, anchors in, bang, you're in, you're away.
Please, the old dusty cars. I'd love you to do the advert for it. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd love to hear exactly what you said over the footage of Prince William doing the...
He's blatantly got the clicking ones.
Of course he has, cars.
Come on, cars. He's living. I used to have them ones.
Why, what happened?
I had kids and...
Can you imagine Charlie as a baby?
Yeah,
I was a really cute baby.
You'd look the same.
I do look quite similar. Mm. I was a chubby little thing.
Yeah.
Very handsome.
Oh, I bet you were cute.
Yeah, big blue eyes.
Yeah.
Were you a struggle to get in the car
seat? Fat face.
I don't know. I think when I was a kid, we never had car seats.
What?
We didn't.
Of course you did.
No. I'm 26, so say 24 years ago, there weren't car seats. There really wasn't. There really, really wasn't.
Was there not?
No. Well, my mum and dad couldn't afford one because I remember sitting in the back with no seatbelts.
Oh, God.
Again, this
sorry,
is not...
Sorry, mum and dad.
Obviously,
this is not advisable, obviously, in this day and age.
No, because you can get them now.
You can get them now. All
cars right, let's move on. So Kanye West can't work Northwest's car seat. I wouldn't be surprised if this is real.
Do you know that we actually predicted that name on our show last year? And we said it as a joke because obviously Northwest, and they called the kid Northwest.
Probably listening, wasn't it?
Probably.
Probably got the Sloth Pod.
He's listening to the show. He is listening. Have you got the latest Sloth Pod?
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
I like your podcast.
Do you?
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one's real.
There you go.
But what about this one?
People who weigh over 190 kilograms are advised not to play the saxophone for their own safety.
That is so fat. There had to be one. You're the most fattest person I've ever met, Scott Mills.
Seriously, we have this every week. But look at you, you're fattest.
I mean, be real now. I mean, I've met some fattest folk out there, but you. You are the fattest guy I've met in my life.
But it's you, though.
And the saxophone
thing. 190 kilogram plus people, they shouldn't play it. 190?
Why?
Yeah, maybe they'll run out of puff.
Is that it? For their own safety? I don't understand that, because... I don't understand, for safety's sake, why that would be the case. And also, a lot of saxophone players, and this is, if you are a saxophone player, I'm not being fattest at all, but...
Some of them are quite large.
Yeah. So, I think on that basis alone, I'm saying it's no real. Charlie?
Are you saying fat people are good at blowing?
No, I'm saying... I'm just saying that I've seen... Larger.
You've spent
framed.
Too much time with Scott because you really are fattest.
I'm not fattest. I'm
just accusing you of being fattest now.
You're the fattest. But I'm saying that I have seen a larger framed saxophone player before.
Have you ever seen a smaller framed saxophone player?
I don't know.
Can we just say real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say no real because that is fattest.
That one is no real.
There you go. Whoa. What's the score there, Chris?
I scored 10.
Yeah.
And you scored 30.
Yeah,
you're Barcelona, aren't you?
I am Barcelona. I'm Messi. I'm Lionel Messi.
What time are you on Saturday night?
9 p.m.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Brand new Charlie Slough show.
Brand new show.
Saturday night. He's up there with Dermot O'Leary and Bruce Forsyth, but he's the king.
Sick. I'm the king. I'm Lionel Messi.
He's the prince.
I'm the young, up-and-coming star that everyone wants to be around. I've got so much control with the balls. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the large bosom. No, you welcome us to your large bosom here at Radio 1.
So fast. Guys, are you coming to One Extra Live?
Yeah.
Are you
sure? Invite us then.
You can come to the Leeds one because there's still some tickets available.
Okay.
Because people haven't been buying them in Leeds. So if there's anyone in Leeds that wants to come to One Extra Live, they're only 10 quid. Go to the One Extra website, sort yourself out.
Bosh.
Bang, there you go.
Leeds it is then.
Leeds it is. See you there. See ya.
Those were all the best bits of Tuesday's show. Listen again tomorrow from 1 o'clock. We'll be talking about our favourite new show on TV, Naked and Afraid. We'll see you at 1 tomorrow, or download the podcast. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.